This is Kansas Profile. I'm Ron Wilson, director of the Huck Boyd National Institute for Rural Development at Kansas State University. At the confluence of the Big and Little Arkansas Rivers in downtown Wichita stands a magnificent sculpture honoring the Native American history of Kansas. This iconic sculpture is known as the Keeper of the Plains. It was created by a Wichita artist of Comanche and Kiowa descent who had a remarkable career in the arts. It's today's Kansas Profile. Black Bear Boson is the artist who created this remarkable work. Much of the following information comes from the book Black Bear Boson, Keeper of the Indian Spirit by Boson's stepson David Simmons. Black Bear Boson was born in Oklahoma in 1921 to a Kiowa father and Comanche mother. His native name, which belonged to his paternal grandfather, a Kiowa chief, means black bear in English. Young Black Bear Boson attended a mission school in Oklahoma where he studied the collection of Kiowa and European art objects and dabbled in painting. He went on to the Chilocco Indian Agricultural School where he trained to work with sheet metal and then moved to Wichita with his wife. During World War II, he enlisted in the Marines. In 1943, he fell ill and was hospitalized at the Naval Hospital in Hawaii. Here he took up painting again. His art was so well regarded that the hospital hosted a one-man exhibition of his works before his discharge in 1945. Having regained his health, he returned to Wichita, where he became an industrial designer and product illustrator for Boeing. He later worked in the Training Aids and Arts Department at McConnell Air Force Base. Meanwhile, he was building his career as an artist. In 1946, he entered his painting called Green Corn Dance at the Philbrook Art Institute's first Indian Artists Annual Competition and earned his first award. In 1947 to 1950, his work was exhibited at the Dallas Museum of Fine Arts, Detroit Institute of Arts, Smithsonian Institution, and more. In 1953, he produced Prairie Fire, which would win first place from the Philbrook and was featured in the May 1955 National Geographic. This painting was said to bring him international recognition. In 1959, Boson opened the Great Plains Studio in Wichita. In 1960, he won the grand prize at the All-Indian Show in New York. The following year, he traveled to Switzerland to receive honors after he was elected a Fellow of the International Institution of Arts and Letters. Boson was the only Native American artist to participate in the 1965 White House Festival of the Arts. After winning the Victory Trophy from the Philbrook in 1967, he chose to stop entering art competitions because he felt it was time for younger artists to gain recognition. His creative work continued. He designed the logos for the Mid-America Indian Center in Wichita and the Wolf Creek Nuclear Power Plant, which is located near the rural community of Burlington, population 2,764 people. Now that's rural. In 1969, one of Boson's friends at the Kansas Gas and Electric Company asked if he would design a large-scale statue as a tribute to the indigenous peoples in the Wichita area. Boson agreed. It became the iconic structure known as Keeper of the Plains, placed near the rivers in downtown Wichita. A City of Wichita website describes it as a sculpture, quote, with hands raised in supplication to the Great Spirit, close quote. After a restoration and river beautification project, the 5-ton, 44-foot-tall sculpture now stands elevated on a 30-foot rock promontory, surrounded by a plaza which describes the Plains Indian way of life. Boson was commissioned to create 10 designs for the Franklin Mint for a series of sterling silver medals about Native American history. The coins depicted various historical events, with one side of the coin featuring the traditional view and the other side of the coin featuring the Indian interpretation of those events. In 1977, the state of Kansas awarded Boson the Distinguished Service Award. Black Bear Boson passed away in 1980, but his magnificent sculpture still stands on what is considered sacred ground in Wichita. We commend this Kansan for making a difference with creativity and art. Like the Keeper of the Plains statue itself, the impact of Black Bear Boson stands tall. For the Huck Boyd National Institute for Rural Development, this is Ron Wilson with Kansas Profile.